pro-Biden firm wins $35 million contract to promote mail-in voting in California. By John Binder on August 30, 2020. A firm supporting Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, with financial ties to his campaign, has won a contract by the state of California to promote a statewide mail-in voting initiative for the 2020 election. SKD Knickerbocker, SKDK, a consulting firm, was given a $35 million contract to push California Governor Gavin Newsom's statewide mail-in voting operation that will mail ballots to roughly 21 million registered voters, unsolicited. As the Sacramento Bee notes, SKDK has long worked for Democrats. The firm is run by CEO Josh Isay, who ran Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer's 1998 campaign, The Bee reports. Other notable employees include former Obama communications official Anita Dunn and Hillary Rosen, a longtime media figure who also worked with California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. Most prominently, SKDK is a proud supporter of Biden against President Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. The firm advertises its support on their website. In March, Breitbart News Harris Alic reported on Biden's financial ties to SKDK. Overall, between January 1 and February 29, Biden's campaign paid SKD Knickerbocker more than $806,000. In comparison, between June and December 2019, the firm was paid a little over $75,000. The reason for increases remain unclear, emphasis added. California's effort to mail every registered voter a mail-in ballot has raised concerns with election security experts. A court brief filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation alleges that some 23,000 dead people, still on the state's voter rolls, could receive mail-in ballots. Already, California officials have confirmed fraud in their mail-in voting system. In April, as Breitbart News exclusively reported, Secretary of State Alex Padilla confirmed double voting in one case and suspected double voting by a number of other registered voters in the March 3 Super Tuesday primary. Data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.